So today I recently mirrored a video, and it is a Great Reset vaccine video, and it's the most recent one. And I've watched this entire video. It's a documentary. It's over 2 hours long, and I literally sat here all morning and watched this entire video. One of my subscribers sent me a link. And as soon as I saw the doctors, I was expecting the usual cast of make-believe doctors, the ones that we all had on originally, and there was hydras and there was monsters in the DNA, in the vaccines, etc. Well, this only has one doctor I don't like, and that's Rashad Buttar. I can't believe it's not Buttar. But the rest of this video is amazing. The documentary is absolutely amazing. Like this part, for instance, where we've been telling you, YouTubers told you before all these doctors and experts came out and told you that the vaccine would be the disease. But the vaccine's not just the disease. The vaccine is so many other things. Like, literally, instead of turning robots into humans, they're turning humans into robots. And it's already happened because this is real. Check this out. It's creepy.
And how is it possible to merge the physical and the biological? I think you're getting an idea in your head. With vaccines.
Alors là, on touche à une autre possibilité, c'est que il y a des substances qui sont incorporées dans le soi-disant vaccin pour stabiliser l'ARN qui est dans ces vaccins, ce qu'on appelle l'oxyde de graphène.
Praised by many as the material of the future, graphene is a single layer of carbon atoms connected to a hexagonal pattern. It is 200 times stronger than steel, flexible, almost transparent, and highly conductive to heat and electricity. It is also extremely thin and light, making it an attractive material for nanotechnology applications. There is a multi-million dollar industry behind this material, because it has the potential to take off in the field of biomedical research as an ideal material to build medical devices that interact with cells, even joining to the neurons of our brain, enabling the man-machine interface.
Si effectivement cet oxyde de graphène est présent, là aussi c'est un point d'interrogation. On n'a pas vu pour l'instant de
It's the end of October, and I get a message about the vial samples I've sent to the lab.
I just want to remind you that all the people, it sucks that you got to listen to it being translated, but it is what it is. Do you remember a long time ago when I kept complaining about the Smith-Mundt Act and how our government under Obama repealed it? And nobody really seemed to care. The Smith-Mundt Act protected Americans from their government using propaganda against them. There was a law that did not allow the American government to use propaganda against the American people, and Obama's administration repealed it, which now allows the government to use propaganda. And we've seen that in spades over the last 2 years. So sadly, we have to go to other countries. But the other countries, all in this documentary, everybody that he has is the absolute experts in their field. They're almost all Nobel laureates. Not like Obama, who was a Peace Prize winner when he didn't even do anything. These guys were legit, and you can tell they were legit because they got smoked. They got censored. They got taken down. They got ridiculed. The whole nine. And I know how that feels. Do you see what I'm saying? But watch this, because everybody thought the IP address or the MAC address that people were finding in their bloodstreams, they were literally giving off signals from their blood from the vaccine, was just an internet hoax. Turns out it was not, and it never was. How did we know that? Because this is the agenda. This is the plan. This is the New World Order. This is the Illuminati. As crazy as all that sounds, these people are all completely and totally backing it up 100%. And your eyes and ears should back it up 100%. But the information you're about to see in a few minutes should help explain to you, because it helps explain to me why some people just don't see it. They don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to them whatsoever at all.
Hola. Bien, ayer vine de que estaba allí viendo tu muestra sobre todo y bueno, ahí he detectado una partícula inequívoca de grafeno, ¿sabes? Con el los picos del espectro clarísimo.
Okay, real quick. These guys sent this vial of vaccine to the lab to get it checked for graphene, and they found it. But here's the other side of that coin. How's that hair looking? Here's the other side to that coin. For the people that refused to take the vaccine, for the people that refused, like you and I hope you and I, that refused to take the vaccine, I think this explains this. If you happen to see the video I just put up called Deadly Dark Winter, you have been warned. I was videotaping this stuff for a 60-mile span in Sacramento, California. Massive amounts of spider web type material floating out of the sky. I'm going to guess that this is graphene. And the reason I'm going to guess that this is graphene is because one of my subscribers, who's also a jet pilot, took some of this stuff because I videotaped it at his house in Arizona last year. Took some of it, put it under an electrical microscope, and found graphene. So I think they're trying to get us to ingest what everybody else is injecting. I'm guessing, because what the hell could this be? Look at the size of this stuff. It was absolutely everywhere. And after I posted this video, I got tons of emails saying, yeah, we get this stuff all the time. It's amazing. And you couldn't not see it, and yet nobody saw it at all, which freaks me out. But I digress. Back to the video.
Yo voy haciendo un informe ya con tu muestra nada más, que en tu vial había ahí una partícula seguro inequívoca de grafeno. Se ve de todo menos lo que dice el prospecto. Así que nada, eso queda más.
On November 2nd, 2021, Dr. Pablo Campra publishes a study where via micro-Raman spectroscopy proves the existence of graphene in several of the so-called COVID-19 vaccines.
This is no coincidence and this is no accident, because the people who make the vaccines, the producers of the vaccines, and the people who are running the show, who are telling them to produce the vaccines, they do have a plan, of course. There's a lot of concrete evidence that what is being done is a gigantic scientific study on how it is possible to change, to alter the human DNA, so that, as Moderna put it, we can be programmed like computers. It's all about control.
Yo creo que más allá de las lucubraciones sobre si el RNA mensajero te puede modificar tu DNA, tu genoma, los trastornos que te pueda producir desde el punto de vista de alteraciones de la coagulación, desde el punto de vista de deterioro del sistema inmunológico o de mayor producción de tumores, o si te produce o no esterilidad, esos son elucubraciones que el tiempo dirá si son verdad o no. Pero yo, por encima de eso, creo que el interés está en que algo te sitúa en la esfera de convertir al ser humano en un terminal de ordenador. Alguien que está geolocalizado, alguien con el que puedes interaccionar con un ordenador más potente e incluso dominar su voluntad.
La posibilidad de que las máquinas puedan leer nuestro pensamiento e incluso puedan insertar pensamientos, insertar sentimientos.
La cúspide de la robótica no es conseguir un robot artificial que se comporte como un humano, sino conseguir un humano que se comporte como un robot, que es mucho más fácil. Y ese es el transhumanismo, ¿no?
What have we been telling you for years? What have we been telling you for years? And we're all wacky conspiracy theorists, etc. They want to control you like a remote control car. Think about all the people that got the vaccines that have these Bluetooth signals coming out of them. Can they just turn a switch and make these people completely and totally freak out? The immune disorders, I'm watching it happen to one of my own family members. It's amazing. I mean, he must be the strongest person in the world because he's still kicking, but man, it just took him out. Strokes, vision, heart issues, all sorts of things. Everything that we told you was going to happen before the vaccine was even around, except death. That's how strong this is. They want to control everybody like a robot, and it should be incredibly disconcerting that people are giving off Bluetooth signals with a specific maker of the vaccine that they took, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, etc. These people aren't the internet doctors that we first presented to you, Madej, Kaufman, etc. These are actual real doctors from other countries where they don't get, I mean, we're America. You're supposed to be able to turn on the news and know what's up. That is not the case. You turn on the news, you are being subjected to mind control and false news stories. In this documentary, they even said the same thing, that it was brilliant. Locked people down and had them staring at the television at the beginning of this thing, and they brainwashed them. We said that a long time ago because it was just obvious. Apparently, when you're a doctor or somebody really smart, it takes a while longer because I guess you got your credentials to be concerned about. You know what I'm saying? At any rate.
Macadres?
¿De?
Macadres.
Macadres, sí.
Bueno, pues eso es. ¿Sí? Lo que pone la vacuna es el Macadres.
The MAC address, or Media Access Control, Media Access Code, is a hexadecimal code that all electronic devices have, made up of 6 blocks of 2 hexadecimal characters that uniquely correspond to a network card or device.
Es único, irrepetible, para unos cascos, para una tablet, para un microondas, y también para el ser humano que se ha puesto una vacuna. Yo durante el mes de julio y agosto he estado en el Hospital del Escorial. Tenía un entorno privilegiado para estudiarlo, y es que estaba en un edificio solo, aislado en el monte. Un edificio donde había 12 consultas, pero estaba solo. Y con un móvil, Huawei, un chino, bueno, los Samsung, los coreanos no, los iPhone tampoco, si conectas la aplicación Bluetooth, te detecta lo que hay de Bluetooth que se pueda conectar. Yo conectaba mi Bluetooth en la consulta cuando empezaba por las 3 de la tarde y estaba yo solo, no había nadie en recepción, y cuando los pacientes iban llegando, pues iba llegando el paciente y aparece un código hexadecimal o 2 o a veces incluso 3, y anda, y le preguntaba: ¿usted se ha vacunado? Sí. ¿Con qué? Con Janssen o con lo que fuese. Entonces, pues iba, anotaba. Por cierto, ¿lleva móvil? Sí, sí, lleva móvil. ¿Lo podría apagar un momento? No apagaba. Y desaparecía uno. ¿Ha venido acompañado? Sí, bueno, mi marido está abajo, tal. Ah, bueno. ¿Se ha vacunado? Sí. O no, he venido solo. Entonces, aparecía 2 o 1. Lo que sí que he verificado es que el 86% de los vacunados le sale un Macadres. Le anotaba. Fulanito de tal y tal. Y ponía 7C459BD0043, y apuntaba sus 12 dígitos. El que no estaba vacunado no salía nada. O sea, el 100% de los no vacunados no sale Macadres. Pero en el 86% de los supuestamente vacunados sí salen Macadres.
Now, this is something you can prove on your own, because I proved it to myself accidentally. I was trying to hook my phone up when I was at my house to my my Bluetooth speaker when I was working on my truck out in the driveway. And I do this all the time. And I happen to notice things. I'm very noticey. I notice stuff. I happen to notice that there was an entire list of unknown. Unknown. And I'm right in the middle of my neighborhood. These were picking up my neighbor, his girlfriend, my neighbor, his wife, my neighbor, his wife, the weird painter lady that lives there with them sometimes or whatever. My father and his wife. When I start walking down the beach that night, I try the same thing, and it doesn't pick up anything. There's nothing around. When you start walking into the neighborhood, one by one, uno por uno, they pop up. You like that? I'm pretty slick, right? At any rate.
12 consultas, pero estaba solo. Y con un móvil, Huawei, un chino. Claro, ¿por qué el 86% uno? Puede ser porque le han puesto placebo, no ha generado Macadres, o porque le han puesto una vacuna caducada, o porque miente. Dice que sí que está vacunado y no lo está. ¿Qué significado tiene? ¿Qué durabilidad tiene? ¿Qué interaccionabilidad tiene? No tengo ni idea. Una de las primeras dudas que me planteaba es: ¿por qué de un vial que se lo pone a 5 personas salen 5 Macadres diferentes? Porque probablemente en el vial no está el Macadres, está la sustancia que al interaccionar con el DNA de la persona sí genera un Macadres. ¿Ese código es permanente? ¿Hace falta refuerzo? ¿Hace falta vacuna de refuerzo? ¿Y si te pone una de refuerzo, te genera otro distinto o es el mismo?
Many questions that we are entitled to know the answers to. The following week, I receive a call from France. A multidisciplinary research team is going to do the first large-scale experiment on MAC codes in people. To avoid any interference in the experiment, my team and I are summoned to the middle of a lost place in the French countryside. I had to see it with my own eyes.
Mi nombre es Germán Zarlangue. En el mes de mayo de este año, un grupo de profesionales, tanto de ciencias sociales, de ciencias físicas, ciencias médicas, resolvieron juntarse para observar más de cerca un fenómeno que se comenzaba a visualizar en las redes, que es el fenómeno del electromagnetismo.
Now, I don't mean to jump in, but it is what it is. Before anybody found out about this thing where you could literally, that the vaccine was magnetic, the ex-Mrs. RFB, we were never married, she was the first one to tell me that COVID was absolutely nothing back in the day before anybody else said anything, and she lost her job of 20 years at Mass General Hospital in Boston because of that. She was the first one to tell me that these were magnetic, and she's not even a believer, you know what I mean? That was why she's the ex-Mrs. RFB. I couldn't live with somebody that would say, oh, yes, 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 conspiracy, and then actually continue to do it, continue microwaving food for her kid, continue giving him food in aluminum cans, etc. Just lots of stuff. But as opposed to us arguing all the time, we just went our separate ways. That's all. Most people can't do that. I can be alone. I don't love it, or maybe I do. I don't know. At any rate, before any of this came up, she was the first one to tell me that COVID was nothing, and she was the first one to tell me that when people get shots, their arms are now magnetic. If you look at these people that they're presenting in this documentary, read their credentials. These are legit people, and every one of the people in this documentary have been completely fake newsed, smear campaigned, etc. That's how you know they're legit. When they're popping up on every talk show all the time, and the same circle of pals, Kaufman, Madej, etc., you know that they were plants. They were put there to fool us. And they did. It happens.
Para observar más de cerca un fenómeno que se comenzaba a visualizar en las redes, que es el fenómeno del electromagnetismo. Comenzamos a observar fenómenos de electromagnetismo en las personas inoculadas, en personas que habían recibido test PCR, y paulatinamente aparecieron nuevos fenómenos preocupantes, que eran señales Bluetooth en muchas de esas personas, que los profesionales que las recibían testaban con aplicaciones muy básicas de telefonía móvil. Esto llevó a un equipo francés, del que formo parte, a invertir en material más tecnológico para poder cerciorarse con mayor detalle si esas señales que estábamos viendo eran verdaderamente códigos Bluetooth en estas personas. Se armó un equipo de investigación y conseguimos los candidatos, tanto de personas inoculadas, personas que habían recibido PCR y personas que nunca habían recibido ni PCR ni habían sido inoculadas.
Bon, l'expérimentation n'a pu objectiver qu'il y avait des signaux MAC en fait qui apparaissaient avec des gens qui ne portaient absolument aucun dispositif, téléphone portable, des montres connectées, des appareils auditifs, des oreillettes, quoi que ce soit, tout avait été enlevé.
Tenemos 5 personas que presentan código. Requerimos a las agencias de investigación internacional, nacional, o sea, agencias gubernamentales y no gubernamentales, que expliquen de qué se trata esto. Es una tecnología que no comprendemos, solamente constatamos un fenómeno, no sabemos qué quiere decir este fenómeno, para qué sirve, cuál es su función y cuáles son los riesgos que esto conlleva en las personas que están emitiendo estas señales. ¿Vacciné?
Sí.
¿Sí, Mark?
Pfizer.
Un detalle importante a retener es que las personas que les había observado códigos MAC son códigos que aparecen y desaparecen, no son códigos estables, los códigos van variando. Cuando uno intenta, a través de un protocolo PIN que se llama, de tratar de unirse a ese código, automáticamente desaparece, como poniéndose en seguridad.
Si on regarde en fait les techniques Bluetooth, ça peut servir à plusieurs choses, à de l'identification de personnes, ça c'est une première chose. On pourrait imaginer qui, s'il y a une technologie implantée, elle sert à repérer en fait une personne.
Okay, the video is getting too long, and I'm uploading from Moab. Moab does not have great Wi-Fi. At any rate, this proves to you, this isn't just people in a British bar or in Germany showing you iPhone footage of them having a Bluetooth signal. This has been proven. This is legit. This is for real. I don't care if it's for tracking or no, you know, so they know where you, it doesn't make any difference. These people lied to you, gave you a vaccine and then lots of boosters. And if they didn't kill you, they didn't maim you, they didn't disable you, they didn't make you sick, they didn't make you different, you're now giving off a Bluetooth signal like a computer. That's horrible. That's terrible. That's the worst thing ever. It's why I told you in the beginning, do not take this vaccine no matter what, ever, at all, for any reason. And now the fact that they're sprinkling graphene out of the sky in certain places is pretty disconcerting too. But I'll tell you what, I gotta believe that God will protect us from this, because we were the ones that actually took the brunt of it down here and the greatest lie ever perpetrated. We're Americans, and you have to go to other countries and read the translations to get actual scientific research because the people at home are too afraid to do it. America. How crazy is that? If you haven't watched the documentary, you really should, because I did. It's amazing. It's amazing. It explains everything, and it's a great thing to use over the holidays to show your friends and family that just can't seem to get it through their heads. At any rate, I'm out.